This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The man convicted in what became known as the tree stand killings in Sawyer County has died. According to WBAY-TV, the Wisconsin Department of Corrections says 57-year-old Chai Vang died June 10th at a hospital. The agency says federal privacy laws prevent it from releasing additional details. Vang was serving six life sentences for the November 2004 shootings near Exlin that left six people dead and two others wounded. The group of hunters had confronted Vang for trespassing before the shootings. At his 2005 trial, Vang claimed he acted in self-defense, arguing members of the hunting party used racial slurs and shot at him. A jury rejected that argument and convicted him of six counts of first-degree intentional homicide and multiple attempted homicide charges. Department of Corrections records show Vang had most recently been housed at Oshkosh Correctional Institution before being transferred to a supervised living facility on May 27th. Voter participation in Wisconsin remains among the highest in the country, according to a new national report. The first-ever State of the States report ranks Wisconsin eighth nationwide for voter participation. The report examines a variety of state-level trends, including the economy, education, and citizenship. Researchers found that more than 72% of Wisconsin's voting-age citizens cast a ballot in the 2024 presidential election. That's down slightly from 2020, but still among the highest turnout rates in the nation. The report also notes that Wisconsin is the only state where at least 70% of voting-age citizens have participated in every presidential election since 2000. Neighboring Minnesota ranked third for voter participation, while Michigan ranked fifth. The study also found Wisconsin ranks relatively low for trust in federal government, but first in the nation for trust in other people. The full State of States report can be found at stateofnation.org. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The last of the Ridgeland Farms Beagles will leave the breeding and research operation by the end of summer. The owners of Ridgeland Farms say they've reached a deal with Big Dog Ranch Rescue, headquartered in Florida. Under the agreement, the breeder will sell 325 dogs to the rescue operation. Those dogs are expected to be transferred this week. Ridgeland Farms says they've agreed to donate all the remaining dogs they own to Big Dog Ranch Rescue before the end of August. Attorneys for the facility have reportedly said Ridgeland Farms would be winding down operations after the transfers are complete. Wisconsin Democrats rallied in Madison as candidates for governor lay out their priorities before the primary election. Seven contenders spoke at the state convention, highlighting key issues like cost of living, schools, and health care. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley emphasized unity across the state.
Our differences is what makes us who we are as a country and what makes us Wisconsin. It is our strength.
Candidate Mandela Barnes focused on voter optimism.
They know that there is a better tomorrow to be had. They know that we can actually change things. And that's what's so exciting for me, the hope and optimism. And then you get to have fun a little bit, too.
Barnes finished near the bottom in the straw poll taken. Crowley finished in the middle. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez came out on top. A Dane County leader who died unexpectedly earlier this month is being laid to rest. Michael Johnson was the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Dane County before passing away on June 7th. Officials say visitation will be on Thursday in Fitchburg and again on Friday in Madison with the funeral service after the Madison visitation. Johnson is credited for his impact on the Dane County organization he led for nearly two decades. A well-known Wisconsin comedian is weighing in on the debate over new data centers coming to the state. Charlie Behrens spoke in Eau Claire over the weekend, where community members gathered to learn more about the issue. He warned that without proper protections, people's data could be exploited.
We are being mined for our data, you know, and that we got to understand that and fight for protections for that. Because without that, we're just a product. You know, it's not America's dairy land, it's America's data land, and we're the cows.
Behrens also said newer AI-focused facilities are much larger and use more energy than traditional data centers. Organizers say the goal is to help residents better understand the potential impacts before more projects move forward. Drivers in Wisconsin are paying less for gas this week as prices continue to slide statewide. The average is now $3.85 a gallon, dropping more than 10 cents in just 1 week. That's a big improvement from last month, but still nearly a dollar higher than this time last year. The drop is happening across the country, with most states seeing lower prices. Analysts say future savings will depend on global oil supply and whether a possible U.S.-Iran deal moves forward. Nurses at a Madison hospital have voted to unionize, marking a big labor win in Wisconsin. The vote by employees at SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital passed by a wide margin and will include hundreds of registered nurses. Supporters say it's about having a say in workplace conditions and patient care. The hospital says it remains committed to working with staff as the process moves forward. Both sides are expected to begin negotiating a contract in the coming months. The DNR is calling on landowners to help make deer hunting possible for people with disabilities across Wisconsin. Property owners can sign up now to host hunters during the special gun deer season, which reaches about 400 participants each year. The deadline to enroll land is July 1st. This year includes some changes, with specific dates requiring use of registered properties. Officials say without volunteer landowners, many of these hunters would miss out on the tradition. And that's your state update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Cooper Pratt's Turn It Bat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers welcome Cooper Pratt, the 21-year-old shortstop called up from Nashville. Pratt signed an 8-year deal worth over $50 million during spring training and talked about joining the team in Milwaukee.
I mean, me and my family were pretty excited. Couldn't be happier. I mean, we love the organization. We love everything about what the organization does and all the guys, and we're just pumped.
So is Cooper Pratt ready to take over at shortstop or third base? I asked Brewers TV analyst Craig Kishon.
Look, the left side of the infield as a total group has produced 3 home runs. Offensively, you have nothing to lose by letting Cooper come in here and figure out how to hit major league pitching. Let's face it, he can't do any worse than what's happening.
The crew open a 3-game series tonight against the Cleveland Guardians. NFL, the Packers announced family night is Friday night, August 7th, inside Lambeau Field. Details on the team website. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain showers, thundershowers with a low dropping into the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some locally heavy rain and a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.